Our next public hearing is subdivision 2005-33, Larry E. Willie.
This is application to consider the subdivision of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district in Broad Creek 100, Sussex County, dividing 5.613 acres into four lots, located at the northwest corner of the intersection of Road 434A and Road 436. My memory serves me right, Mr. Willie's property had met its minimum number of minor subdivision lots, and this intent is to add an additional four lots, and I would ask Mr. Abbott if he has any additional comments.
Mr. Chairman, we did receive a letter of no objection from DelDOT in reference to the entrance locations, and Mr. Willie provided us documentation that out of the other 11 lots that have already been subdivided out of this property, all the owners are aware of and support the application. I've passed down a copy of that. I have the original. That's all I have.
All right, sir, thank you. Is there anyone here representing this application?
That'd be me, Larry Willie, Salt Creek Estates, Bethel.
All right, sir. Thank you. You've heard what our chairman or director had to say. Do you have anything you would like to add?
No, except that I've had some interest from people that want to buy these lots for their relatives and friends. You know, that already live in my on my farm. Now the soils have been approved for all four lots for septic. And other than that, they're staked out on the site for, you know, so anybody can see where they are.
Think you can find somebody to design a septic for those?
Have two permits already.
You're a little bit ahead of the game. You don't have a subdivision yet.
Well, it takes a while.
I think they could do that. Can they? Lawrence, call somebody tomorrow and find out about that. I'm not sure they were allowed to do that, are they?
I didn't think so, because they have to use a tax map parcel number, and he doesn't have one yet.
Yeah, you can do it part of, Mark. I forgot.
They do them as part of on occasion, so they can, what they know they're in process. But it's rare.
Right.
And some of the commission members might not know, Mr. Willie's in the business of the designing and installing septic systems.
Sounds like that's a plus. All right, sir, thank you. We'll see if anyone has any questions for you. Mr. Gordy.
So you're intending to, what kind of restrictions do you have on lots now?
New housing, masonry foundation, and no commercial activities. I have a few restrictions, but those are the main ones.
And these will be in effect for these new lots also?
Yes.
You said new houses, does that mean no mobiles?
Or double modulars, wides? Double wides, or stick built.
Okay, that's what I want to clarify. Stick built.
And you say you do have septic feasibility?
Yes.
On all of them?
On all four.
And you own the land back in the back there?
Yes.
Okay. So you left the area open in case you want to subdivide that later?
I guess that's the intent,
Okay. That's all the questions I have.
Okay, Mr. Smith.
Lot number 10, what was the site evaluation for that? What type of septic?
LPP.
That was LPP?
Yeah.
Okay. So that would, am I guessing by the design of lot 10 that system would be located somewhere behind lots 3 and 4?
Yes.
And the LPP above grade is, you're looking at what, maybe 14 inches?
More like 9.
9. Okay, so that's not going to be a visual impairment to them at those grades. Yeah. No other questions.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Burton?
No.
Mr. Lang?
No questions.
Mr. Roberts?
No question. That answered mine. I was wondering why that lot 10 was configured the way it was.
All right, sir. Well, Mr. Willie, if you would be so kind as to take a seat, we'll see if anyone has an interest in your application. Is there anyone here who would like to speak in favor of subdivision 2005-33, Larry E. Willey? Is there anyone here who would like to speak in opposition to subdivision 2005-33? Does anyone on the commission have any questions? There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to spend the night with us and see if we make a decision, or you may call the office in the morning.